And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the artist Juan Gris, born in Madrid, 1887. He was 19 years old when he moved to Paris and rented an apartment right next to Pablo Picasso's. He was a friend of Matisse and Georges Braque, and one of the artists who helped to create Cubism. It's the birthday of Akira Kurosawa, born in Tokyo, 1910, famous for his movie Rashomon and his movies Hakuchi, based on Dostoevsky, his movie The Throne of Blood, Kumonosu, adapted from Macbeth, his movie Ron, based on King Lear, and his epic Hidden Fortress, which George Lucas said he had based Star Wars on. It's the birthday of Fanny Farmer, born Boston, 1857, who published the first cookbook in America that used precise cooking instructions and level measurements. Publishers at first did not see the need for a cookbook. They thought that all young women learned how to cook from their mothers. But finally it was published, and it was an enormous success. It was on this day, 1743, that Handel's oratorio Messiah had its London premiere. Handel had been a very successful composer of operas in Germany. And then in 1711, he had a big success in London. But his style of opera was going out of fashion. He produced a whole series of operas in the 1730s that attracted smaller and smaller audiences until finally Handel's theater closed. Most people thought that his career as a composer was over. But Handel decided to turn his attention to the oratorio, telling biblical stories in musical form. Handel wrote The Messiah in the summer of 1741. He worked for 25 days, almost without breaks, skipping his meals, staying up all night. And when he finished, he said, "I think God has visited me. I think I did see all heaven before me and the great God himself." It finally had its London premiere on this day, 1743, and the audience was simply overwhelmed. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Gavin Ewart, Young Blondes, a religious poem. Young blondes are tempting me by day and night. Young blondes in dreams trouble my restless sight. With curly heads they rampage through my thoughts, full-bosomed in their sweaters and their shorts, or lie sunbathing on an impossible beach, naked, aloof, continually out of reach. On the mine's promenade above the rocks, young blondes go sauntering by in cotton frocks, or flatter cameras with their negligent poses, or drenched in moonlight gather midnight roses, while I am eating, smoking, working, talking, through long romantic gardens they are walking. Protect me, Lord, from these desires of flesh. Keep me from evil in thy pastures fresh, so that I may not fall by lakes or ponds into such sinful thoughts about young blondes. Gavin Ewart's poem, Young Blondes, from his selected poems published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.